All right, welcome back. I am Guru Catherine, and today we're talking about what crypto do I hold and why? And so this is an interesting question that I get. So we're going to talk about what I hold and why I hold it. I am not a financial advisor. You should go find one. This is my own opinion and not for anybody else. So but you ask the question, I'm going to answer it. So if you're new to what I do, I talk about all kinds of cool technical subjects like blockchain, crypto, and AI. I also talk about your spiritual journey and your personal journey and how to accelerate that and work on yourself for your betterment. And as we all know, your money is part of that equation, and we cannot talk about your journey without talking about your money. So let's get down to the question you've been asking: what crypto do I personally hold? So obviously, I am a whale on Geode. I am the founder of Geode Blockchain, so obviously I have a ton of Geode because I founded it, and that's how that works. But in terms of coins that you can currently find on exchanges, I am all in on Polkadot, and I'll tell you why. And a lot of people will say, you mean you don't have any Bitcoin? You don't have any Ethereum? And I got a little bit. But the enormous majority, not enough to even sniff at, the enormous majority of my investment is in Polkadot and their coin called DOT. So why? Why am I in on that? So I have spent the last 2 years, the first year in intense study of the Substrate code, which is built by the folks at Polkadot, and in the study of the Polkadot chain itself, the code behind it, the governance behind it, the people behind it, every aspect that I could find to research. I am deeply intertwined into the knowledge of what goes on at Polkadot between the people, between the research, the code they've written. I've examined it myself, and what their plans are for the future. And because I consider myself a value investor, I'm not a day trader. I like to long-term hold in places where I think there's real value and increasing value. So I go with DOT. So number one, why crypto at large? I personally see an incredibly bright future for crypto, obviously, or I wouldn't even be working in this industry founding my own chain. I see the future of the internet as thousands of interconnected chains. And I think it'll take a little while to get there, maybe 20 years. But we're at this very beginning. You know, even Bitcoin only started 15 years ago as of this recording. And you see countries starting to adopt crypto as their national currency. You see large centralized financial institutions adopting crypto, filing for crypto exchange traded funds. It's being integrated more and more into everyday life. And it's only been around for 15 years, then that's Bitcoin anyway. And it will take a little while for that to be fully ingrained, right? Even credit cards took 50 years to actually be commonplace. But that's where it's heading, and I see where it's heading because I've been studying it. The industry at large, since, 2012. And I see the big picture. So I personally believe, and I am not a financial advisor, but I personally believe overall, long term, crypto has an incredibly bright future. Polkadot in particular, Polkadot is like a third generation blockchain. So you had Bitcoin, was kind of the first big one that actually survived. And then people came along and said, you know what, we could do better. And they made Ethereum. And it was better. It could do things that the Bitcoin network couldn't do. And that was exciting. So you start to have real value, right? The concept of smart contracts and things like that. And it got big real fast. And so I certainly think there's huge future for Bitcoin, for Ethereum, for all of them, frankly. I think the future is all of them. But then after, you know, Ethereum was built, then people looked at Ethereum and said, hey, this is great, but you know what? We could do better. And they built Polkadot. And so you've got a lot of what I call third gen chains out there where they learned lessons. They learned lessons on security. They learned lessons on the kind of capabilities that the chain should have. They learned all these things and they made a better chain. And where Polkadot's going with it, in my own opinion, they are seeking to have real value. So they have this concept of parachains. Think of it, it's the same as layer two chains on Ethereum, basically the same idea. So it started, the whole concept from day one was this interconnected set of chains doing all kinds of actually practical, useful things. And so I really like where they're going with that. They're very about the code, not the hype, in my opinion. They don't hype themselves enough. They really could and should be hyping themselves more, but I get it. They're not about the hype. Who was it that said, was it the Motley Fool that said, if Polkadot were musicians, they'd be those legendary rock stars in the studio making the next killer album instead of being out on tour? They are so underrated. And again, this is my opinion and I am not a financial advisor. Dot, which is the coin associated with Polkadot, is the most underrated coin in existence. Knowing what I know, as deeply as I know it, about what they're doing and how they're doing it, I think it should be valued about 100x where it is right now. I think it's incredibly undervalued, whereas Bitcoin, its value is undervalued, but I think it's only undervalued by maybe half. Ethereum feels a little undervalued to me, but maybe only by half. Polkadot feels undervalued to me right now by 100. It's still affordable, so you can get in, you can get a lot of coin for fairly little. And it's actually got something valuable behind it, as opposed to like Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, these meme coins that have no actual value behind them. So I'm kind of with, you know, Warren Buffett on that one. Even Bitcoin, it's hard to say the it has value because people decide that it has value, right? Whereas Ethereum, you can say there's real value behind Ethereum because there are real apps doing real practical things, real utility happening on the chain other than the coin. And Bitcoin's trying to get there too, and they will. But that's why I love Dot. I think it's 100x undervalued. That's my personal opinion. It's still affordable and easy to get in on, and you can stake it directly so much easier, especially with nomination pools, than you can with any other coin. And the returns on staking with nomination pools are fantastic. So I'll put a link. I'll put a link in the description box in the notes, and you can check out more about that. If you want to learn about how to stake with nomination pools, let me know. Go to my website and text me. Ask me questions. I will personally walk you through the process. And if you want to know anything like that, send me your questions, send me your thoughts, send me your ideas. And that's why, so back to our question, what do I hold? I hold Geode and I hold Dot. And that's where I think the future is. And that's just me. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Let me know what you like to hold, the coins you're into, the crypto you like to stake, where you're staking it, who you find easier to stake with, and what your questions are about this whole process. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.